Life science reading for Tuesday, April 14th. The body's transportation system. Late at night, a truck loaded with fresh fruits and vegetables heads for a city supermarket. The driver steers off the interstate and onto a smaller highway. Finally, after driving through narrow city streets, the truck reaches its destination. As dawn begins to break, store workers unload the cargo. They work quickly because other trucks carrying meats, canned goods, and freshly baked breads are waiting to be unloaded. And while workers fill the store with products to be sold, a garbage truck removes yesterday's trash. All these trucks have traveled long distances over roads. Without a huge network of roads, big and small, the supermarket couldn't stay in business. Next section, movement of materials. Like the roads that link all parts of the country, your body has a highway network called the cardiovascular system that links all parts of your body. The cardiovascular system, or circulatory system, consists of the heart, blood vessels, and blood. The cardiovascular system carries needed substances to cells and carries waste products away from the cells. In addition, blood contains cells that fight disease. All of these functions help the body maintain homeostasis, or internal stability. Next section, needed materials. Most substances that need to get from one part of the body to another are carried by blood. For example, blood carries oxygen from your lungs to your body's cells. Blood also transports the glucose your cells use to produce energy. Next section, waste products. The cardiovascular system also picks up wastes from cells. For example, when cells use glucose, they produce carbon dioxide as a waste product. The carbon dioxide passes from the cells into the blood. The cardiovascular system then carries carbon dioxide to the lungs, where it is exhaled. Next section, disease fighters. The cardiovascular system also transports cells that attack disease-causing microorganisms. This process can keep you from becoming sick. If you do get sick, these disease-fighting blood cells will kill the microorganisms to help you get well. This helps your body systems restore homeostasis. Next section, structure and function of the heart. Without the heart, blood wouldn't go anywhere. The heart is a hollow muscular organ that pumps blood throughout the body. Your heart, which is about the size of your fist, is located in the center of your chest. The heart lies behind the breastbone and inside the ribs. These bones protect the heart from injury. Each time the heart beats, it pushes blood through the blood vessels of the cardiovascular system. As you learned in Chapter 10, the heart is made of cardiac muscle, which can contract over and over without getting tired. The heart beats continually throughout a person's life, resting only between beats. During your lifetime, your heart may beat over 3 billion times. In a year, it pumps enough blood to fill over 30 competition-sized swimming pools. Next section, the heart structure. Look closely at exploring the heart as you read about the structure of the heart. Notice that the heart has two sides, a right side and a left side, completely separated from each other by a wall of tissue. Each side has two compartments or chambers, an upper and lower chamber. The two upper chambers, each called an atrium, receive blood that comes into the heart. The two lower chambers, each called a ventricle, pump blood out of the heart. The atria are separated from the ventricles by valves. A valve is a flap of tissue that prevents blood from flowing backward. Valves are also located between each ventricle and the large blood vessels that carry blood away from the heart. Next section, how the heart works. The action of the heart has two main phases. In one phase, the heart muscle relaxes, and the atria fill with blood. In the other phase, the atria contract and fill the ventricles, and then the ventricles contract to pump blood forward. The sound of a heartbeat, which sounds something like lub-dub, is made during this pumping phase. When the heart muscle relaxes, blood flows into the chambers. Then the atria contract. This muscle contraction squeezes blood out of the atria through the valves and then into the ventricles. Next, the ventricles contract. This contraction closes the valves between the atria and the ventricles, making the lubbed sound and squeezing blood into large blood vessels. As the valves between the ventricles and the blood vessels snap shut, they make the dup sound. All of this happens in less than a second. Next section, regulation of heartbeat. A group of cells called the pacemaker, located in the right atrium, sends out signals that make the heart muscle contract. The pacemaker constantly receives internal stimuli about the body's oxygen needs. It then responds by adjusting the heart rate to match. Your heart beats much faster when you are exercising than when you are sitting quietly. When you are exercising, the time from the beginning of one heartbeat to the beginning of the next can be less than half a second. Your muscles need more oxygen during exercise. Your rapid heartbeat supplies blood that carries oxygen to these muscles. In some people, the pacemaker becomes damaged as a result of disease or an accident. This often results in an irregular or slow heartbeat. In the 1950s, doctors and engineers developed an artificial battery-operated pacemaker. The artificial pacemaker is implanted between the skin and connected by wires to the heart. Tiny electric impulses travel from the battery through the wires. These impulses make the heart contract at a normal rate. Next section, two loops. After leaving the heart, blood travels in blood vessels through the body. Your body has three kinds of blood vessels: arteries, capillaries, and veins. Arteries are blood vessels that carry blood away from the heart. From the smallest arteries, blood flows into tiny vessels called capillaries. In the capillaries, substances are exchanged between the blood and body cells. From capillaries, blood flows into veins, which are the vessels that carry blood back to the heart. The overall pattern of blood flow through the body is something like a figure eight. The heart is at the center, where the two loops cross. In the first loop, blood travels from the heart to the lungs and then back to the heart. In the second loop, blood is pumped from the heart throughout the body and then returns again to the heart. The heart is really two pumps, one on the right and one on the left. The right side pumps blood to the lungs, and the left side pumps blood to the rest of the body. Blood travels in only one direction. If you were a drop of blood, you could start at any point in the figure eight and eventually return to the same point. The entire trip would take less than a minute. As you read about the path that blood takes through the cardiovascular system, trace the path in figure five. Next section, loop one to the lungs and back. When blood from the body flows into the right atrium, it contains little oxygen, but a lot of carbon dioxide. This oxygen-poor blood is dark red. The blood then flows from the right atrium into the right ventricle. Then the ventricle pumps blood into the arteries that lead to the lungs. As blood flows through the lungs, large blood vessels branch into smaller ones. Eventually, blood flows through tiny capillaries that are in close contact with the air that comes into the lungs. The air in the lungs has more oxygen than the blood in the capillaries, so oxygen moves from the lung into the blood. In contrast, carbon dioxide moves in the opposite direction, from the blood into the air. As the blood leaves the lungs, it is now rich in oxygen and poor in carbon dioxide. This blood, which is bright red, flows to the left side of the heart to be pumped through the second loop. Next section, loop two, to the body and back. The second loop begins as the left atrium fills with oxygen-rich blood from the lungs. The blood then moves into the left ventricle, which pumps the blood into the aorta, the largest artery in the body. Eventually, after passing through branching arteries, blood flows through tiny capillaries in different parts of your body, such as your brain, liver, and legs. These vessels are in close contact with body cells. Oxygen moves out of the blood and into the body cells. At the same time, carbon dioxide passes from the body cells and into the blood. The blood then flows back to the right atrium of the heart through veins, completing the second loop. By supplying body cells with oxygen and removing carbon dioxide, the two-loop circulation pattern enables the body to maintain stable internal conditions. Next section, the force of the ventricles. When the ventricle muscles contract, they exert a force on the blood that is inside them. Recall that a force is a push or a pull. You see forces all around you. When you lift a book off a table, for example, you exert a force on the book, making it move upward. The force exerted by the ventricles moves blood out of your heart and into your arteries. The contraction of the left ventricle exerts much more force than the contraction of the right ventricle. The right ventricle only pumps blood to the lungs. In contrast, the left ventricle pumps blood throughout the body. To understand this, contrast the force it would take to bunt a baseball to the force it would take to hit a home run. That is the end of today's reading.